Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In the past, I've talked a lot about the implications of humanoid robots and what that would look like if we are integrating AI into them. So today I want to talk about a really interesting story by a company that has recently integrated not only GPT into a humanoid robot, but also has integrated Stability AI and essentially created the ability for this robot to draw, which is really, really interesting. So I guess a basic overview on this is the fact that back in 2021, a mecha was essentially an advanced humanoid robot that was developed, and it was given, it has a bunch of different equipment on it. So it has microphones, cameras, facial recognition software, and GPT embedded into it. So all of this comes from a company called Engineered Arts, and you may have seen them. I think about 9 months ago, they had a YouTube video go viral where essentially they had one of their engineers interviewing this humanoid robot. And, you know, talking about the applications of humanoid robots and AI and what it can do. And, you know, we've talked a lot about that on the podcast. I think this has some really amazing possibilities for, you know, robots to take over things like electrical and plumbing and all sorts of very what were previously, you know, blue collar jobs. And of course, I don't say that in a positive way, like, oh, the robots are going to come and take over all our jobs. I'm just saying this, like, this is inevitably going to happen. These AIs and these robots will be trained to do tasks. Right now, when we see this AI revolution, we primarily are seeing this in a way that, you know, we're having these robots take a lot of white collar office jobs, or essentially automate, the AI can automate a lot of office jobs and administrative tasks within businesses. And I think the next step is when these humanoid robots come out, the AI will then be able to start automating, or doing a lot of blue collar tasks. Now, this has pros and cons, and, you know, to take this from the opposite side, because of course it's quite obvious the side of, we don't, you know, plumbers and electricians are being very upset about this if all the robots come and take their jobs. But from, I'll steel man the case for the other side, which is that, you know, I have a family member that is an AC repairman and has a very, very difficult time hiring people that are reliable to help with his business. And so he is, you know, he would love to retire, but he just can't quite do it. And he can't find someone to replace him in his business. So he is forced to continue working, which is quite difficult. If there was a humanoid robot that he could train that could do all of his tasks for him, I mean, despite the fact that the people that he works with might think it's weird and all of the other side effects, but like from a practical perspective, this would be a lifesaver for him, right? If he could buy one of these and have this essentially run his business. Maybe he runs the phone calls, manages it, tells it what to do. I could see a future where this is going to be very useful. And in my opinion, this is, like it or hate it, this is an inevitable future that will arrive. These humanoid robots will be able to automate these tasks. So beyond all of that background, what I want to talk about today is the fact that this new robot, it's called a mecha. It was recently upgraded with Stable Diffusion, which is a deep learning model for generating images based on text prompts, and it now can draw. So they recently did a demo on YouTube where essentially they asked it to draw a cat. And what's interesting is it explains a little bit about how it goes about this process. So the robot, which has GPT-3 in it, I really think they should upgrade it to GPT-4 now that the API is in there, because we know that GPT-3 is definitely a less advanced model. I actually think this thing could reason better, talk better, do a lot of things better, literally just with the upgrade of the software API. So that's kind of cool that their, you know, their overall product gets significantly better once OpenAI or anyone else releases a little bit better software that they can just upgrade. But in any case, it explains what it was doing and how it kind of integrates. And it said, I generate my drawing image through the open source neural network project Stable Diffusion. From there, trajectories of the drawing are available, and when I skeletonize the image and vectorize it, after that I plan and execute the trajectory to draw the image on my canvas. So essentially, the engineer that was with, I don't know if I said her, because I was, in any case, there's an engineer there that told the robot what to draw, and it drew a cat. Now, I'm not going to lie. This is not an incredible picture of a cat. It is the right shape, roughly, of a cat with ears and the eyes, which are kind of funny and deformed. It literally had a dry erase marker and is drawing this on a dry erase board. So it's not very fancy. It's probably something similar to if I gave my 4-year-old a dry erase marker and told him to draw a cat. Maybe worse, to be honest. Then the robot did sign its name at the end, which I thought was pretty funny. Now, the engineer that was with the robot, that was with Emeka, told it that when the robot essentially asked, you know, if there was how it was or to rate it or whatever, and the researcher said that it looked very, it said it's kind of sketchy. And the robot said, if you don't like my art, you probably just don't understand art, which I thought was pretty funny. I'm not sure if this is some sort of canned or programmed response or if it literally is saying that. In any case, it's pretty funny, but I do see a future where this concept, I think, is really powerful of not just like, you know, we've seen all the automations before where you have like an automated robot that essentially just moves its hand to the perfect place and can color something perfect. Or, you know, we could probably train a robot to be a printer and just do everything exactly perfect. But I think this is an interesting point where they're training robots to do this in a different way. They're training it the same way humans do it by using cameras and spatial recognition software and all sorts of different things that are not necessarily just like a rigid printer per se. And it's able to go and actually learn how to draw and draw things. And I think integrating with Stable Diffusion is really interesting because, you know, you can imagine Stable Diffusion or a lot of other different image generating software, like if you had something like Midjourney integrated into one of these robots and then had it, you know, paint something that it was, you know, generate some sort of beautiful image in Midjourney, and then it's trained to paint and it could paint that. Like, these robots could create all sorts of really incredible pieces of art, really incredible things. So I think this is a really interesting application. Obviously, this goes beyond that, you know, can draw blueprints and all sorts of different things that it could probably come up with that we can train these AIs to do. But I thought this was a very interesting use case and a big, it seems like a small thing. A lot of haters or a lot of people will be like, oh, look, you know, it drew a terrible picture of a cat. But, you know, I think it wasn't that long ago when we were saying, oh, look, this GPT, you know, had a bunch of grammar errors and like said something fake. And then all of a sudden it gets better and better and better. And all of a sudden we have GPT-4, which, you know, admittedly is not perfect, but is quite complex. I think it's going to be the same thing with art where these robots, you know, the first version is a kind of a gimpy looking cat picture that people are like, oh, look, it's not that good. Haha, it's terrible. It's like, okay, well, what is it going to do in a year? What's it going to do in 2 years? What's it going to do in 3 years? At the rate of AI, this thing can paint a masterpiece. Honestly, like, imagine you have a wall in your house and you could get one of these AI robots hooked up to Midjourney to come into your house with a bunch of paintbrushes and go and paint an incredible mural on your wall. Like, this is inevitably going to happen, and this is going to be literal paint. In fact, imagine a point when artists use this to paint things for them. I'm not saying this is good or bad. Actually, I mean, obviously it's bad. But like, imagine an artist getting a robot to paint something for them and then passing it off as their own work and being like, no, this was mine. Like, right now we're talking about, what are we going to do to have like AI detection in text? Like, how are we going to detect if this is written by AI? Okay, here's a bigger question. How are we going to detect when something was painted by AI, when a creative asset was created? There's so many more interesting things. And then, like, it gets to the point where, let's say we have like AI electricians in the future, or like these humanoid robots that are also have AI into them and they could be trained to be an electrician. Let's say one of those goes into a home, wires something wrong, but the owners weren't there. The owners come back. Let's say there's some sort of liability, the house burns down. Then the electrician says, oh no, I did that myself. It's, you know, registered under, I'm bonded and insured. This should go on, off on my insurance. But really it was like the robot. Like, how do we prove, like without cameras or a Ring camera or something else, like assuming that's not there, right? Like, how do we prove that it was the human or the person? So I think that this whole AI detection is gonna come in ways that we're not thinking of right now. Right now we're just thinking of like, how do we detect AI text? Okay, but how do we detect the handiwork of AI or artwork of AI? There's gonna be so many different areas that people are gonna be looking at and building into in the future. So very interesting space and something I think we definitely need to continue watching. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.